Welcome to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith Podcast, your source for coverage, opinions, and coaching of underdog stuff in politics, culture, and personal life. Play it, subscribe to it, leave a review, and most importantly, enjoy it. Welcome to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith, live radio show and podcast that we do every week here on WHCR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem. Every week, your source for coverage, opinions, and coaching of the uns, the uninhibited, the unbelievable, the underrated, the unjust, the underreported, the unavoidable, underdog stuff in politics, culture, and our personal lives. And to take you on that journey each week, you have me, your host, Gregory Neesmith, entrepreneur, business consultant, leadership coach, and on-air personality representing the city of brotherly love living now in Harlem world. And also, as always in studio, Asha Davis, award-winning advertising executive and comedy writer and proud Torontonian representing living now in Harlem world.
Hi.
Welcome. And on the ones and twos, holding it down as always, Marlon.
Yo.
A.K.A. M. Dot. And we're about to get into it. But first, we want you underdogs to be able to come along on the journey with us today. And you can do that in two ways. First, you can call in. And the phone lines are back up and running this week. And you can call in at area code 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. And we missed the phone call. So happy to have the lines back up and popping. And you can give your comments online on Facebook. We got the Facebook Live going. Facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. GregoryNeesmith.
Lots of letters there.
It is. But once they put it in once, I think the thing auto-populates after that.
Oh, okay.
So it's all good.
Okay.
Today's show, Hustle and Flow Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hustle and Flow. You know, what got me in the mood for a show themed Hustle and Flow were two things. One, in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of people trying to figure out how to hustle and flow and keep their job with Donald Trump.
Definitely a lot of hustlers and musclers out there.
Yes, and some things ain't flowing right.
Couple of tosslers, too. I think they want to fight.
Hey, every day I'm hustling. And also what got me in the mood about the subject of hustle and flow was that earlier this week, I was a guest on a podcast called Entrepreneur 101.
Oh, cool.
With Russ Terry. And we talked about the whole journey of entrepreneur life,
mm-hmm.
especially the early years.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I thought it'd be awesome for us to talk about this week who's hustling forwards,
yeah,
who's hustling backwards,
yep.
and who's just running in place.
Oh, yep. Is anybody in circles?
There's some people running in place.
Okay.
Yeah, the GOP might be, spoiler alert, running in place.
You say running in place, not running in circles?
Yeah, I say running in place.
Okay, nobody says that.
Well, running in a circle, I mean, technically you're moving, though.
But you end up back where you started, so you're not really going anywhere.
But that's why I call it running in place, because you ain't going nowhere.
All right, let's keep going.
Yes. Now I'm having deep thought about running in circles and running in place. But speaking of running, we're going to run down a bunch of topics today. First of all, we're going to talk about some drama going on in D.C. with the GOP.
With the GOP.
Yes, you down with GOP?
Yeah, you know me.
See, I knew they were your mans in there.
Pause.
We're also going to talk about what the Democrats are up to.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're trying to make things better.
I miss them.
Yes. With that, like we always do, we will start off the show with the unavoidable news of the week. The first story, apprentice at the White House.
You're fired.
Literally.
And figuratively.
Both, actually. Because if you haven't heard so far, the Trump cabinet, Mike Flynn,
fired.
Yes, indeed. Spicy, a.k.a. Sean Spicer.
I mean, did he resign? Nah, he was fired.
Yeah, don't let that resign stuff fool you. Don't let it fool you. And I want to make sure I say the name correctly. Reinhold Richard Reince Priebus.
Wait, Reince is short for Reinhold? Did he resign? Nah, he was fired.
He was.
And what about Comey?
True. James Comey.
Fired.
What about Robert Mueller?
You know what? I hope that he doesn't get fired.
What about Jeff Beauregard Sessions?
Almost fired.
We might have to do a segment just on who's next. But let's focus in on Reinhold.
Okay. I can't believe Reince is... I did not know that was Reinhold.
See, we dropped some jewels here.
Golly,
because
McGoogan.
Actually, Reince can be a little hard to say sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah.
So just call him Reinhold, who was the chief of staff to the president. And he's gone now.
Yeah.
And it got me to thinking about hustle and flow in terms of how can the new chief of staff, John Kelly, who replaces Reinhold, how can you keep your job in the Trump administration?
You tell us.
How can you keep your hustle?
How can you? I mean, you definitely never stop hustling while you're in there, but.
No.
How do you not lose your block is really the.
Well, the cool thing is, found an article in The Week magazine, and they talked about four ways that folks who are hustling for the White House for Trump administration can keep their job.
Oh.
And I thought maybe let's see if any of these tips are also good for underdogs out there to keep their jobs.
That's kind of dope. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's go.
So we'll see. Okay. The first one, to keep your job in the Trump administration, to keep your hustle going,
mm-hmm.
praise him like you mean it.
Praise him. That sounds like something the pastor would say.
It is Sunday. Their quote is saying there may be no more praise hungry person in the world than Donald Trump.
Yeah, that seems about right.
So if you want to win his favor, you got to lay it on thick.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
mm-hmm.
Gucci, let's go to clip number one. And here's an example, I think, of someone who has learned already. Praise him.
I applaud his efforts here, and I love the guy, and I wish him well. Between the way we see the president and how much we love the president, the people I grew up with, they so identify with the president and they love him. And so we're going to get that message out. I love the president. I obviously love the country. Look at my life experience here in the country. But I'm willing to do that because I love the country. Rephrase that. I love the team. And I do appreciate that about Sean and I love him for it. But I love the president. And I'm very, very loyal to the president. When I went to these rallies and I saw the love that the people had for the president, I have no problem mixing up with these guys. I love these guys. I respect these guys. I don't think I'd be standing here if I didn't have a good relationship with the president. I love the president. I just spoke to both of them. I love the two of them. I go back a long ways with them. But here's what I will tell you, okay? I love the president.
What? Hold on. I think I'm going to need you to rewind because you mentioned that Spicy got fired, but you didn't say who replaced him. And who is this guy talking? Who is this guy?
The guy you just heard talking is Anthony Scaramucci, a.k.a. Gucci.
I'm scared of this Mucci right here.
He's the new communications director in the White House.
So Gucci is the new
Spicy?
Spicy?
Yes. Along with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they're tag teaming what used to be Sean's old job. So you'll see Sarah Sanders as the press secretary doing the daily briefings. And then you'll see the director of communications being the guy you just heard who I think somewhat loves Donald Trump.
Are you being facetious?
No, I was just giving you an example of one of the ways you keep your job is to praise Donald Trump. And Gucci praises him, as you just heard.
Wow.
So that's one way to keep your hustle with Trump.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marlon, Asha, you can tell me you love me anytime you want. It's just, yeah.
I'm great. I'm Gucci, actually. I like your shirt, but that's about it, kid.
So you guys wouldn't make it in the Trump administration.
Like, what are you saying?
All right. So that was number one. Praise him. Which clearly Trump gets, but I'm still working on. Number two.
I'm sorry. It's Sunday, but I am not praising the president. Nah, B. That's not happening.
We just trying to help Beauregard and John Kelly and all those Betsy DeVos keep their jobs.
Nah, B. What's number two?
Number two.
Protect
them.
Praise and protect?
Yeah.
Like what? Like jump in front of a bullet?
Or don't recuse yourself from the Russia investigation like Jeff Beauregard Sessions, because once you do that, you can no longer protect him.
So you mean put yourself in front of a judiciary bullet?
Or at least a Putin something.
I'm not trying to have people come after me after this episode. You know?
You're not trying to protect them? Hold on, let me give you an example of how you protect them.
Okay.
Even when Trump is coming after you, mm-hmm. you still say kind things about him. Clip number two, Beauregard Sessions.
You've seen the president's criticism of you. Do you think it's fair?
Well, it's kind of hurtful, but the president of the United States is a strong leader. He is determined to move this country in the direction he believes it needs to go to make us great again. And he has had a lot of criticisms, and he's steadfastly determined to get his job done, and he wants all of us to do our jobs, and that's what I intend to do.
See? Protect him.
Yeah.
Even when he's attacked Jeff Beauregard Sessions in the public space, Jeff's like, no, I'm still going to protect them because I'm trying to keep my hustle going.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
I see that you're not feeling these ways to keep your job in the Trump administration.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if the Secret Service is about that life right now.
Well, I think they're required to be.
It's part of their hustle, right?
Yes. Yeah, hey. Sometimes we got to do stuff we may not want to as part of the hustle.
As part of,
All right, number three. There's four ways. One is praise them.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the folks getting out of church listening to the show right now. Number two is protect them.
Mm-hmm.
These sound weird, by the way, but somewhat true. And the third one is don't attract too much attention.
Right.
And I don't know if folks remember Steve Bannon. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was getting a lot of attention for being this big time nationalist and populist. And he was on the cover, I think, of Time magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Word was Trump was like, nah, bruh. You can't get more attention than me.
Mm.
And if you notice, you don't hear from Steve anymore.
You really don't? What happened to him?
Steve is like, if I'm going to keep my hustle, I'm just going to sit in the corner.
Wow.
Don't upstage Donald Trump.
Wow.
And lastly, tell him what he wants to hear.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Tell him what he wants to hear no matter what. I mean, isn't that what they were doing with Hitler?
I mean, it's never a good thing to just tell leaders what they want.
I mean, 1984 is one of my favorite books. And in that book, the leaders basically made everybody believe that 2 + 2 = 5. So, like, the leader wanted to hear that 2 + 2 = 5. So then everybody just kept telling him that. And that book is very scary. About the future of society. And right now you're saying that we should just tell somebody in power what they want to hear. It's almost like the emperor's new clothes.
Well, he's not wearing any right now.
Clearly.
So those are the four ways that folks in the Trump administration can potentially keep their hustle going.
Wow.
Now, I would say to the underdogs listening out there,
mm-hmm.
of those four tips,
yeah,
how many they should follow?
How? Yes. What is the coaching moment? What should we actually follow, sir?
None of them.
Oh, God. Thank God. I was hoping you would say that.
Not a one.
Good.
Although, I will say, the one that has some slight truth to it
mm-hmm.
is the one which was don't attract too much attention.
Yeah.
I would say the remix of that would be don't attract negative attention to
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That normally doesn't work well for whoever your manager or leader is.
Exactly.
Otherwise, no, man, don't follow any of these.
No, man. Come on, man. I concur, because I was about to say, if you were going to direct our listeners to follow that, I was going to boycott the show real quick.
And then go on that comedy tour you were talking about?
With Antelope?
Yeah. In closing, if you follow any of these rules, you will be hustling backwards.
Yes, and we only want to hustle forwards.
For sure. All right. That was the first unavoidable story. Drama in the White House. Obviously a shakeup going on. Reinhold out. John Kelly in. And we will see who is next up on the edition of Apprentice Survivor at the White House.
Oh, we mashing together mad reality shows for this. What about Big Brother? Is that Apprentice, Survivor, Big Brother? In hip hop? Like Love and Hip Hop.
And Real Wives of the White House?
Right. Apprentice, Survivor, Big Brother, Real Housewives of Hip Hop.
Family Feud.
DC.
Family Feud.
DC. Yeah, Family Feud, DC.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's going on right now.
Okay.
The truth is, unfortunately, much stranger than any of that reality fiction. And that is the first unavoidable story of the week. Guess what else happened this week?
What else? Wow, there was more.
Yes.
There's so much more, guys. We have so much to go through today.
The GOP is running in circles.
So not in place. Now, these guys are in circles because they're actually moving.
I'm trying to talk. Your talk, you said you like to say running in circles.
Yeah, talking in circles, the word for that is called circumlocution. It means talk. Okay, sorry, English major. Anyway, so we're talking, they were running in circles as opposed to running in place.
Marlon and I don't know what you just said. There was an unavoidable news story of people running in circles, and I can't even pronounce the word that you just said.
Circumlocution, it means talking in circles.
Wow, I'll just say talking in circles. For sure.
It's actually less letters. It's just one word.
But you gotta explain it.
But it's got a lot of syllables in it.
Yeah, you gotta explain after it. What does that word mean?
Yeah. So I'm gonna attempt to not circumvent.
Circumlocute.
Yeah. I'm just gonna give a quick update about people running in what she said. There was a vote on Thursday night.
A vote or a boat?
Well, not much happened. A vote to repeal and replace Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act, in the Senate late Thursday night, like after midnight.
So the vote sunk the boat.
Well, basically.
Basically.
Because the skinny repeal, and I don't know why they call it that. It's a weird name. But they voted on a skinny repeal to repeal Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. And guess what happened? After 7 years of telling us, the Republicans telling America, if we get into office, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. They had their chance.
They had their chance.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
They ran in circles. Couldn't pass the vote. Obamacare is still, aka the Affordable Care Act, still the law of the land. And as you might have imagined, Donald Trump is not too happy about it.
Good. I'm glad when he's not happy.
He tweeted this. After late Thursday night, when the Republicans in the Senate, after 7 years of telling us that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, couldn't get it done, lost the vote, 51 nays to 49 yeas, Trump wrote or tweeted, 3 Republicans and 48 Democrats let America people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch.
If you don't believe me, just watch. So I had to get it. Don't believe me, just like, okay.
I'm watching. And while we knew the Democrats would not side with repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, there were 3 Republicans that Trump mentioned in his tweet. Mm-hmm. So we just want to give a shout out here on Underdog Stuff to those 3 Republicans: Murkowski, Collins, and McCain. All Republicans from Arizona, Alaska, and Maine who were like, nah, no skinny repeal, no replace. We're going to have to figure something else out.
First of all, shout out to the ladies who haven't been getting a lot of love. So it was 2 females. And then, of course, Mr. Famous John McCain, who basically dropped the mic with his the way that he voted, was kind of dope. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of dope the way that he did it.
He did it.
But I mean, shout out to the ladies who really were the ones that held it down. I mean, honestly, literally by 3 votes, America would be a completely different place for people that don't have, that are, you know, make less than a certain amount of money a year and don't have employer covered health care.
Yes. And this would have had us, a lot of Americans, hustling backwards.
And I think what's this?
In terms of access to health insurance and affordable health care.
Exactly. And I think what's even more disgusting is that the person that's in charge of this country considers those three people and what they did in terms of voting this down as, quote unquote, letting America down. If that's not the most backward statement I ever heard, thank you for keeping America up and afloat. Please. Thank you.
Yeah, for real.
Thank you.
We just dodged one. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, it happened. It literally happened late in the night, like around 1 a.m. They had a final vote on the repeal and replace bill. And so as of now, we still have the Affordable Care Act in place. Now, with that, let me give you a couple things to think about before we move on to the next story. One is, this isn't over yet, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
There's still the potential that the Republicans in the House and Senate will try to pass a bill that repeals Obamacare at the federal level and allows states to choose whether to opt in or opt out of the Affordable Care Act. So I just want folks to be aware that while there's a bit of a victory, but this isn't over yet.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I would just say that this is clearly the GOP, in my opinion, running and hustling backwards.
All the way backwards.
All the way. So more to come. We'll obviously keep an update on that because healthcare affects every single one of us here.
Yes.
Yes. And lastly, you might be wondering, we just talked about the drama in the White House. We talked about Congress attempting to turn back the clock on health insurance and healthcare. You might be wondering, who's going to save the day?
Is Superman coming?
I don't know if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have S's on their chest or not, but supposedly the Democrats are saying they're going to save the day.
Which one?
The actual
party's gonna come together like Voltron and just save us all?
Yeah.
Like the Power Rangers?
That's what they said.
That's what who said? She said?
Well, that's what he and she said. Oh. We're about to get into it. The Democrats, in our third unavoidable story of the week, they're saying they finally got a plan together.
All right.
So let me tell you a little something
here. All right, what's the PLAN?
At first, I was like, what? I was like, is that an acronym? Because you paused just enough between the L and the N. I was like,
she was so quick with it. I was like, what?
And I was like, people.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Leveraging aggressive negotiations.
Okay,
I was like, what?
I understand that I cannot use words like circumlocute, guys. I get that. But I can't even spell plan.
I wanted to
Come on, guys.
No, I thought you were about to drink it. You know, like Drake, do right and kill everything. I thought you were acronyming up something.
Listen, okay, this is now the third week in a row that you've actually brought up the acronym of Drake's name. And I'm going to have to ask you politely to stop. Because that's the one low-key pop culture thing, you know? Like, you cannot just keep reusing the one thing. You cannot. I'm going to politely ask that you stop bringing that up, please.
I'm going to find some new pop culture.
Please.
Stuff. Like Shaq rapping.
We talk about that later. Yeah. We talk about that later.
Yeah, Shaq and the Fool. We're going to talk about that later. All right. So this is to set the stage. Let's talk about the Democratic Party. They've been described as like a boxer knocked in the stupor by an unexpected right hook to the side of the head. The Democratic Party has spent 8 months since the 2016 presidential election stumbling around the ring trying to shake off the shock of losing to an amateur like Donald Trump. That sounds about right. And so the good news is, at long last, the Democratic Party, led by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, have come up with a plan.
A PLAN.
Yeah, what's that stand for? The cadence of it makes me think that it's an acronym.
Please let all
negotiate.
Not die. Okay.
I'm going to come back to that.
We'll
come back to that. But the good news is the Democrats have a new plan, one that is about trying to no longer blame outside forces for why they lost. So things like minimum wage hike.
Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure plans, paid family leave acts, tax credits, all types of good stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even Chuck Schumer said this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, when you lose to somebody who has 40% popularity, you don't blame other things, Comey, Russia, you blame yourself. So what did we do wrong? People didn't know what we stood for, just that we were against Trump and still believe that. So this sounds good, cleansing. Schumer's saying we're not going to point the fingers. And you know, I think he's referencing examples when he says point the fingers, like in clip three when some Democrats continue to point the finger.
Look, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people. You know, if the election been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And at some point, it sort of bleeds over into misogyny. I got paid for the speeches I made, and it was used, and I thought it was unfairly used. I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party.
What do you mean nothing?
I mean, it was bankrupt.
To assign blame to Bernie Sanders, to the media for focusing on emails.
How much time do we have? The use of my email account was turned into, you know, the biggest scandal since Lord knows when. I also think I was the victim of a very broad assumption I was going to win. The Russians could not have known.
So what I love about that is Chuck Schumer's like, nah, we're not going to keep blaming everybody else anymore. We're going to put a plan together.
Well, Robert, thanks, Robert, for tuning in on Facebook Live, says the Democrats are not in a position to win the 2018 midterm elections. I'm a little scared of that. I don't want to jump to those kinds of conclusions right now.
Well, shout out to Robert. Appreciate you for tuning in. And let's see what Robert and other underdogs think about how the Democrats feel they can get back in the mix in 2018. Because Make America Great Again, great slogan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you agree with it, it really resonated with a large number of Americans. Change you can believe in. Another great slogan from Barack Obama back in 2008. People got into that. Well, guess what? The Democrats have now unveiled their new slogan.
Which is?
A better deal. Better skills. Better jobs. Better.
Just better.
There's a better jobs, better skills. A better deal.
You know what? I agree. You know what? There has to be something better. You know, I'm going to stick by the party that I love, because I want to read a comment, actually, that Steve, thanks so much for tuning in on Facebook Live. Steve says, I love how certain Americans say they value freedom, yet they support a president who only knows how to operate as, his words, a dictator, shaking his head. You know what? Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that comment. And you know what? I do value freedom, and I value the freedom to choose Democrats, and I want to choose better.
I don't feel like you're fully sold on the new slogan.
You know what? I'm gonna just ride with it.
All right,
I'm so, ride or die.
First of all, shout out to Steve, who I actually got to see yesterday at one of our good friends' barbecue in South Jersey, and appreciate you checking in, Steve. And hey, I don't want to follow a dictator either, but it can't just be a slogan of resist, which when you think about it, that was the Democrats' slogan for the past 8 months, resist. And that's not a very forwarding, motivating slogan. So they're trying, but I want folks to, if they're not quite sold or they feel like a better deal sounds familiar, I want to play clip number 7, because this might be why you're going, this sounds like something. Let's play clip 7.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Democrats and Papa John's? No, I don't know about that one.
Papa John's is good, so why not take some of their slogan?
I think it's coincidence. I'm hoping it is.
Well, if the slogan works, why not use it? It's pretty much what they did, is they kind of took that same pattern and used it, and if Papa John's is successful with it, why not use it with the Democratic race?
Maybe the Democrats didn't like kind of like put so much thought into it. Kind of might have ripped it off a bit, but yeah.
Coincidence? Probably.
I don't think it's a coincidence. Maybe they just put a little bit more thought into it. It does sound a little bit alike, but I think it's fine.
If people can relate to Papa John's, then maybe they're thinking people can relate to the Democrats if they sound similar. So, not sure.
When you hear things, you don't even realize that they stick in your head. So maybe they didn't even
make the connection,
yeah.
And we should maybe try to figure out if their like office is close to a Papa John's or something.
Yo, you gotta love it when the woman says, if it worked for Papa John's, it could probably work for the Democrats.
Oh my gosh. She's when you stealing your, when you plagiarizing from a pizza place, I mean, is that a good look from a coaching standpoint? And I mean, we're both in marketing.
Yeah, I was about to say, forget coaching. My 16 years running businesses both in the U.S. and around the globe.
I mean,
oftentimes, for your slogan, you're looking for something that obviously is both functional and emotionally grabs people and has a uniqueness and authenticity to you and doesn't feel used or worn out or borrowed from someone else.
Right.
I would say shout out to some of the policy elements that the Democrats are looking to push, but the slogan feels flat and, I mean, it also feels like Papa John's.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's normally not a good step. So Robert may be right. The Democrats aren't ready for 2018 yet, but they're getting there. So good news. They seem to be, one, no longer blaming people, taking responsibility. Also seems like they're distancing themselves from Hillary Clinton,
right,
which may be a signal that they don't want her to run again
exactly
in 2020. And they're going to also need a better messenger, whoever they pick to lead the way for their new policy and hopefully a slogan that they will remix and change between now and 2018.
So what would your slogan be?
My slogan would be, I think there's something around the whole idea of change that they get to explore. I think Bernie Sanders, in terms of turning around the rigged system, there's something to those things. This, a better deal, is like, it's like we got a bad deal now, and like you just slightly better than the bad deal we got right now with the Trump administration. That's not exciting me.
Right.
I'd rather be the best deal than a better deal. So I think there's still room to work on it and also obviously still find a great candidate to lead the way. So in the meantime, unfortunately, the Democratic Party, to save the day, is hustling backwards.
Ouch.
Yeah.
No.
I'm looking for a better deal.
You know what? That's the best deal that we got on the table right now. And as we say in poker, sometimes you just gotta rock with the hand that you got. Even if it's a 7-2 split,
Or sometimes you just gotta circumvent, what's the word?
Circumlocute means to talk in circles. Yeah. Circum, which is for circle, you know, like circumference, circle.
Yeah, be careful.
Okay, and then locute means to speak.
Yeah, and on that note, Underdog.
Y'all are always taking my words.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going.
I can't even live my life. I'm trying to educate the peoples, yo.
Right, on that note, we're going to take a quick pause while we
pause.
Yeah, we're going to take a pause and more of Underdog stuff and today's episode, Hustle and Flow Part 1, after this break. Welcome back to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith, live radio show and podcast that we do here every week on WATR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem.
And Holla.
As always, joined in studio by Asha Davis.
Hi.
And Marlon, a.k.a. MDOT on the ones and twos. Today's show, Hustle and Flow Part 1.
Part 1.
Yes. Who's hustling forwards?
And who's hustling
backwards? And who's circum what?
Circumlocuting, talking in circles.
And who's circumlocuting in politics, culture, and personal life.
Yes.
And still to come, we have summer hours today.
Yes.
So in the second hour, we're going to do Uninhibited to end the show. We got Kevin Y. Brown coming through to talk about how entrepreneur millennials can make it and hustle forward.
Nice.
Plus, You're going to string some sentences together.
Have I not been... Listen, I can't even spell words without you jumping down my throat.
No, but you told me not to oversell that you're going to wrap up the weekend news with some jokes.
You're saying wrap up like I'm going to spit bars like Skills does the yearly wrap up. I got like two jokes. Stop gassing it.
It's called,
you're making
it's
me
tease.
Nervous, bro.
It's called a tease.
Listen, I thought we were just to keep it PG here. You can't be talking tease. I can't even say what I want to say.
And on that note, it's time for the Un of the Week.
Okay.
However, if folks want to continue to join the conversation, they can join in on Facebook at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. We've been taking folks' online comments throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Steve and Robert and some of the other folks who are listening so far today. And the phone lines are back open. We're taking calls at area code 212-650-6509.
212-650-6509.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With that, the Un of the Week comes from the Twitter in chief.
45. Colt 45.
Yes. And normally, when I say Twitter in chief, it's in jest because he tweets a lot.
Yeah.
But in this case, this actual story, he actually was the Twitter in chief.
Like, he was acting as the president, like, doing presidential duties over Twitter? Is that what you're...
Yes, he actually was doing presidential things over Twitter, like making announcements that could impact a lot of people.
Like what?
So, but first, to set the stage, let's play a clip of Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention back in 2016, when he was officially about to become the nominee of the Republican Party. And let's hear him talk about one of the voting blocks that he was going to represent for as president. Let's play clip number 4.
As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me. And I have to say, as a Republican, it is so nice to hear you cheering for what I just said. Thank you.
That was Donald Trump talking about how he was going to support the lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgender community.
LGBT
and
Q.
Questioning. Yes, community.
Oh, it's questioning, not queer?
Yes.
Oh, didn't I? Wow. Yes. I feel like I'm learning every day. Thank you very much.
Because there are, you know, folks who are figuring out
things.
And that was Trump saying he was going to be a supporter of that community.
Right.
Well, this week he hustled a big step backwards on that promise.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say he said or he announced or there was a press release or a press conference. He literally tweeted the following. Although, I don't have a Trump voice. So he tweeted the following. After a consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, if I was part of that community, if I was somebody affected by that personally, I would say bleep you.
Well, and
honestly, because like, thank you. Like that to me just is the just ultimate disrespect.
And I'm going to yes and what you just said, which is what he just tweeted. And his point of view does affect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have folks serving in the military now
mm-hmm.
who are transgender, reported as many as somewhere between 6 to 15,000, depending on what studies you reference. So this affects all of us already. Now, he mentioned in the tweet that he consulted the generals in the military.
I think he just said my generals. I don't even actually think he said the military.
Well, he said he consulted my I consulted my generals and military experts. So
okay.
let's hear from some of those folks that supposedly he consulted.
Yeah.
Let's start with James Mad Dog Mattis, his defense secretary, who was questioned during his confirmation hearing his stance on folks being openly transgender, bisexual, gay, lesbian in the military. Let's play clip 5.
Do you believe that allowing LGBT Americans to serve in the military or women in combat is undermining our lethality?
Frankly, Senator, I've never cared much about two consenting adults and who they go to bed with.
So the answer is no?
Senator, my concern is on the readiness of the force to fight and to make certain that it's at the top of its game so when we go up against an enemy.
So that's supposedly one of the people he consulted who clearly doesn't agree with Donald Trump.
So the mad dog doesn't care which dog you lie with.
No, as long as you capable to serve.
Mad dog lets sleeping dogs lie.
And just come out ready to fight.
All right. So then that means President Twitter-in-Chief lied about consulting. Did he? Or
well, maybe.
Was there someone else?
Well, let's check with some other people he could have consulted
with. Okay. Because I thought that was the main.
Well, that's one. So we're like, okay, did you consult with your defense secretary?
Yeah. All right.
But there's still other people he could have consulted with, like the military, the generals.
Okay.
So just so you know, back in, I want to say a month or two ago, the military said they were going to conduct a 6-month study on this whole issue and give a report and findings back to Donald Trump.
Sorry, hold on. One quick second. So the military is spending taxpayer dollars to conduct a study to find out if transgendered individuals serving in the military diminish the U.S.'s capacity to be militarious in other countries.
See, because you're an English major, oh, how come you can say militarious?
Because I'm being facetious.
If I would have said it, you'd have been like, you need to get your English better.
I'm being facetious. And I wouldn't say you need to get your English better. I would say you need to improve your English skills. Because get your English better is not a proper sentence.
That was slang.
Like, I wouldn't say
when
that.
In doubt, I say it's slang.
Okay. So hold on. There was a study that has already been in the works.
Oh, no. See, that's where you're wrong.
I'm asking.
No, it was a 6-month study. And guess when the findings are due back?
When?
December 2017.
Okay, so it started.
Yes.
Just a month ago then, if it's 6 months.
Yes.
Okay.
So when Trump says he consulted people, we just heard his defense secretary is like, if they can fight, let them fight. And then the military, who's conducting a study about it, isn't done yet.
Well, it only just started if the results aren't due back till December.
Exactly. And Donald Trump is just talking foolishness.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So that's the latest. Now, for those who have concern, and that should be actually all of us.
Yeah.
The good news is the actual ban of transgender folks serving in the military will not be implemented because, for one, his tweet had no details.
No logistics.
And no consultation with the generals in the military. And so they're like, no, bro, we can't even implement it because we don't even know what you're talking about and what you want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, there will be no implementation of banning transgender folks who are serving in the military, which is somewhere between reportedly as much as 6,000 to 15,000 of people in our military.
Yeah, that's yeah. And I want to go to Steve has a comment on Facebook and he says we asked our listeners to tell us what did they think about Trump's tweet. And he says, what do I think of the tweet? He's consistently breaking campaign promises just like he's run his other businesses.
Ooh, that's
yikes.
That's true.
Yikes.
Whether it's stiffing some of his vendors that he's worked with, the bankruptcies that have happened over
time.
Don't
forget Trump University.
Oh, yeah. You can't do much with that now. Yeah, the one thing he has been is consistently unprepared to be the president of the United States.
He's been consistently breaking promises.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he did it again. And luckily, at least for now, the generals are in his way to not let this law be implemented. Now,
I bet you Caitlyn Jenner feels mad stupid because she came out and publicly supported him. And at that conference that you played the clip from, Caitlyn Jenner was basically like he used her almost as a prop in that thing to basically be like, you know, look, she stands with me. You guys should, too. And now, like, what is this?
Asha, I keep waiting for a large number of people to be embarrassed or feel foolish for supporting him. And unfortunately, there seems to be at least 36% of America's holding on to this guy.
And where is Ivanka? Wasn't Ivanka supposed to be an ally to the LGBTQ community? Wasn't she supposed to be the bird in her dad's ear to be like, you know, care about people?
Ivanka's chilling right now because remember it was Made in America Week last week and Ivanka makes her stuff everywhere else, and so she had to like step back in the cut and chill. So she's not around right now. I'm just saying, Ivanka had to, you know, lay low because her stuff isn't Made in America.
All right. I just got Nate Dogg hooks in my head right now. She better lay low. And I got, like, she better lay low. I'd be crip walking if it wouldn't take me out the camera feed right now. I put lipstick on today. I'm trying to look cute. I'm trying to stay in the camera.
Yo, you got your highlights too?
Gregory's like, she put on bronzer today.
Are you going to hit them with the one, like, just a little cover okay, girl?
Stop it. I went to the hand sign.
See, it's not just radio. It's also Facebook Live. Camera ready.
I know.
I appreciate that. Closing thoughts on our Twitter in chief and this whole transgender ban. My stance is we have a volunteer army. And if folks who are capable to serve want to volunteer for it, let them.
Let them.
And we can get into the nuances of whether things like Viagra should be covered, certain medical procedures should be covered. But once someone is capable to serve, like the 6,000 to 15,000 transgender folks in the military that we have right now, let them rock out. And just for perspective, the RAND Corporation did a study and looked at 18 foreign militaries that allow openly trans service members and found no negative impact on their military readiness. So we out here trying to figure this out like we the first country in the world to try to figure out how to allow people in the military who may be different from each other and diversity. And meanwhile, while researching this story, I found out there's already 18 other countries that do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make America great again. I'm trying to make America great.
For once.
Yeah. So I just want folks to know that, too, who've been like, what's going on with the story? Other countries are doing it already. Yeah. And oh, by the way, I remember a time when someone was black, they were a distraction. When someone was a woman to enter the military, they were a distraction. When someone was openly homosexual, it was a distraction. So let's calm down with all the distraction rhetoric, too. Diversity is hard. I get it. But folks who are willing and able to serve, and we have 6,000 to 15,000 transgender members who are, let them serve.
Let them serve.
And so maybe we could be like the other 18 countries that are already doing it.
Because, I mean, they better than me. I ain't joining the army. You can't even pay me. Nah, son. I'd rather live in a box on the street. I am not serving.
So I know.
So if they want to, so you better let them.
Let my people serve.
You go ahead, because I ain't got nothing to say about that. You go ahead.
So clearly, in terms of hustling forwards, backwards, or
this guy's all up in our camera feed.
Marla, what are you doing? That's the line. Go back to Asha. Go over there and make sure he doesn't close out the Facebook Live.
He's not close. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, I think so. That's not it. So Asha, you go handle that. And in closing, for for the Twitter-in-chief and the transgender military ban, this is clearly an example of hustling backwards. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming up on the top of the hour, play a little Station ID, and then also play some music. And then when we come back, more Underdog stuff. Hustle and Flow Part 1 after this break. Thank you for listening to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith Podcast. New content available every week. And I leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody.